Bernard Everard.
Lived.
He was the managing director of the quarry, the head surag at the quarry. And he you could virtually say, you could almost say, he was the squire of the village. He controlled the controlled what people did in the village, because a large percentage of the people worked at the quarry, and those people and the wives worked great amount of domestic help in those days, and they worked in the house. It was a very big house. Bernard Everard was at one time high sheriff. He involved himself in the church very much, had a great say in the church, and they also built the church, built Barn Church, the Everards, and built the vicarage. Mrs. Everard was very much involved in hunting, and involved herself in a lot of charitable things. She was very keenly interested in the Women's Institute, and also the Nursing Association. This is, of course, when the district nurse was engaged in the village.
Did you have a district nurse living in the village?
Yes, near the village. And Mrs. Everard did a lot of charitable work associated with the Nursing Association by buying houses and made a lot of money available to further this.
Did you used to go to Barden Church?
Yes.
Can
yes.
you tell us something about Barden Church and the parsons and the choirs and so on? Or?
Well, obviously, I can remember that the Everards had their special pew at the front, and the Everards were always attended both a morning service, and they, having built the church and being very largely responsible for it, had a say in how it was run and in the affairs of the church, as they did in the affairs of the village. I think that was pretty general in those days.